We give God thanks for his holy scripture, which we've just had wonderfully told in a drama. And it's amazing how we like to condense things down, don't we, in that story. There's a lot in there, and we're going to, first of all, have a little game, which is called Follow the Star. Okay? You may have noticed some stars on the floor. And so we need three or four teams of people. Okay? So we're going to do it like, we're going to have three in each team, okay? Sticking to the traditional number of wise men to follow the star. And so if you could come up in threes, but your challenge is to have three, a team of three, which spans the generations, okay? So not just a child, but actually a child, a youth person, or an adult, or, you know, that sort of, we want to get the whole fellowship involved, the whole of God's people involved in this journey, the journey to follow the star, okay? So who's going to come up? Three of you? Three or four teams? You don't have to come on the stage. You just got to do it on the... Yeah? Come on, you brave adults. Muster your children together. Muster your young people together. Okay, we've got team one. Team one, you're going to be the yellow star, okay? Now listen, don't start yet. The green star for you. Oh, the orange star and the pink star. Okay. Right. If you think you're spare, just join the team. It's okay. Okay, the wise men travel together, so you've got to keep together as a group, okay? Nobody. Sorry. Nobody running ahead. Remember, it's not a race. A walk with God is not a race, it's a marathon. So there's no extra prize for getting here first. It's just completing the challenge of walking led by the stars, okay? Led by the stars, okay? So off you go. Try number. You've got number one, so you have to find number two and then follow on and find number three. Keep together, no rushing ahead. I gave it to you. There was only four colours. Yeah? No. There was only four teams. Yeah? Picking out the wrong colours.
How many?
There's 15 altogether. Remember, it's not a race. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay. Has everybody finished? Did you find them all? None mysteriously disappeared? Okay, thank you so much. It wasn't too difficult, was it? No? You just had to keep your eyes on the road, step by step, number by number, and you get there in the end, okay? 15. Okay. Thank you for joining. Take a bow and return to your seats. Following stars on the floor is a lot easier than following a star up in the sky, I reckon. And but they did it, didn't they? They did it for couple of years or so. The if you work out the timing, it's like a couple of years. It's not just a 5-minute walk around the church. So they were, like I said, it's not a sprint, it was a marathon to come and worship the Lord. We have to remember that our faith walk is a marathon, and it starts and then it goes on forever, actually, as we come to eternity. I remember a story from my childhood when my brother David was walking to school, and eventually he got there late. And the teacher said, "Why are you late?" He said, "I followed a butterfly in the sky." Good excuse, wasn't it? I couldn't have thought of that one. He must have done it. I reckon he must have done it, because he couldn't have made that up, could you? Following something in the sky, he was. The wise men were following the star, and it took them a long time. We have to make a choice to follow Jesus, and that means it's a commitment for our whole lives, not just a brief time, but our whole lives. But to follow him. The star for the wise men pointed the way, and God's word points the way for us, doesn't it? God's word helps us, guides us, keeps us safe. If we want to follow Jesus, we must follow God's guidelines. That means we must know the scriptures. We must look at them scriptures daily. And if we do, God will speak to us, tell us, inform us, our lives, inform every step that we take. Every step. Like following the stars on the floor, every step God will guide us. God will keep us safe. God will direct our paths. Says in the Bible, doesn't it? He will direct my path. We trust in him. Of course, the wise men were coming from afar, so they had to leave wherever they were stationed. Some of us may be called into mission. We might have to leave where we are to follow God. Go other places around the world. That will be a challenge, won't it? A challenge to follow God in that way, to follow what God says. 2 years, the wise men were traveling to finally meet Jesus. But God meets us and then sends us out for a lifetime of mission. God is always looking for those who want to follow him and want to serve him and want to be his people. And at HGB Church here, we want every generation to be empowered for that walk with God, which goes on forever. Forever, we come into God's presence. Of course, it's not always happy faces, is it? Not always happy faces. Sometimes we have sad face. Anybody got a sad face today here? When Christmas is coming and Advent, a time of waiting, not 2 years, just a few weeks, but still we can be waiting for that Christmas day to come. We might be a little bit on the sad side for some reason. Don't know. Is anybody sad here today? Or are you all happy clappy? Happy clappy? Not sad? No? What about if you don't get the present you want? Will you be sad then? Did Jesus get the presents he wanted when the wise men came? Probably not. What do you think Jesus would have wanted? What present do you think Jesus would have wanted? Some what, sorry? Toys. Would he have wanted some toys? Well, if he's like ordinary children. Remember, he lived an ordinary life, didn't he? So he probably would have said, "Dad, can I have a hammer? Screwdriver? Chisel?" Tools of the trade. But it was... Christmas is a time when we can be happy. Sometimes we can be sad. All depends on maybe the construction of our family. What's going on? What's happening? Or the pressure from the world to buy that expensive present that we really can't afford. When really what we should be giving them is the love of God. God's love. It costs a great deal for God to give us. But we can give it freely. Because we freely received it, the scripture says. We give God thanks for the gifts that the wise men brought, gold, frankincense and myrrh. And they're still here somewhere, are they? Here they are? No, oh, they've gone. Where are they? They're not here. Oh yeah, there they are, yeah. Would that have been a gift that you would have brought him? What would you have brought Jesus? Maybe somebody could go around with the mic for them, then we can hear what they're saying.
Well, I wouldn't give. I'd probably give him a toy hammer instead of all of those rare metals because I just ain't got the money.
You ain't got the money. Anybody else? Does God want our money? No, he doesn't, does he? He could do anything. God can do anything.
He would want the love of people.
and the respect of everyone.
Yeah, he wants the love of people, doesn't he? He wants us to say that we love him. Yeah. And that's a journey. That's a journey of faith, walking with God. That's what we encourage everybody here to do, is to say, put their hand up and say, I want to follow Jesus. You want to follow Jesus? Yeah? Amen. It's great. The kids respond. Sometimes the adults are a bit more, what did you say? I didn't hear what you said. I better check it out before I get involved, you know. The kids, they want to jump in. They want to be collecting that star quickly, walking that road quickly. And we've got to have that childlike approach in our faith. Not reckless, but actually understanding God has the best for us in our lives and our plans. He had the best for the wise men, didn't he? Because they were directed by God in which way to go, by the star, and then angel telling them to go a different way, and the intentions of that nasty Herod. wasn't to come to pass, was it? Because God knew that Jesus had to be the Savior, and his time to die was not then, it was coming later. So we give God thanks for that. As we come also to our response to what Jesus and what God did on that special time. It's something that every individual has to make. Now, worship of God. The worship group leaders and everybody in the congregation has to decide whether they want to be part of it. Want to be drawn in to what God is doing, what God is saying, what God is asking of us. That's important for us to choose. We do thank God for all the things that he's done for us. And we can give our thanks to God this morning. We can give our thanks to God. I've got some whiteboards here and some pens, and we're going to write our thanks to God on them, and then we'll come and place them like the wise men did with the gifts. We're going to place our thanks, maybe even our intentions about what God wants us to do. So you can stay in your generational groups again. So together, put some things down. Do it together, okay? Don't let one person hog the pen. If you're watching at home, maybe you could write something down on a piece of paper. What does God want from me today? What can I give to God? What thanks can I give him? What's my response to his message? Following him to be a wise person, a worshiper of God. Let's do that together. remembering what Christmas is about. What's your worship response to what God says? Maybe you can put a cry for help. God, I've heard what you said, but I'm finding it difficult. Help me, Jesus. As you write things down, remember, we're going to be leaving them here. So if you take a photograph of it, you can take it home with you. And keep on praying. The wise men knelt down before Jesus to give him the gifts. We kneel down before God in our prayers. Give him the glory. Don't make it a Christmas list, Christmas wish list. What's God challenging you for next year? What's God challenging you for next year? How are you going to follow God? If anybody wants to share one or two things they put on their board, they can do. Just put your hand up. We'll pass the mic round. Can you pass the mic to the front here? Micah? Okay, who's starting? Is Auntie Valerie starting?
We want to thank God for his grace and for his mercy. We want to thank him for answering our prayers. He's answered lots of mine. And just for waking us up in the morning, you know, having that life to come and serve Amen. Him and to worship him. I thank him for that so much.
Amen. Day by day, daily we go, worshiping God. Macy?
So I want to thank God for Jesus' birthday.
Amen.
I also want to thank God for the opportunities, for open doors that sometimes don't seem to be open doors, but you realise that he's behind everything. Good.
Amen.
Everything good.
Amen. Yeah. Harold?
I would like to thank God for... helping me in the drama today and through my, as I this year joined the football club.
Mm-hmm.
And getting high marks in my test. And for keeping us strong through a hard year and helping me in drama. And for waking everyone up this morning. And if anyone suffered any kind of suffering, helping people through it so that that they get better and they heal from this grief that they suffered.
Amen.
Michael.
Thank you for bringing our families together. Celebrating Jesus' birthday.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for the love of God.
Amen.
And for our lives.
Amen.
And also, I'm thankful for helping me do a trial for Arsenal.
Oh.
I don't know about that.
Well done, Marley, for putting that after celebrating Jesus.
They'll never keep it going. I just want to say thank you, God, for this year. This has been like a sabbatical for me to finish the book. I have finished it. Yay. And I've got... I've got two copies printed off, a sample copy for myself and one for Dad in time for Christmas Day. Yay.
If you want a copy of the book, you'll have to speak to Rob afterwards.
I've added this one. This is what we've added together, some of the things we've said together. Is that one? The best thing to give God is our heart. I thank God for his mercy and promises. Thank God for the air we breathe. Help us all not be ashamed of even when things doesn't happen our way in time. Thank God for his protection. And Sarai had one thing she wanted to say. She wanted to thank God for all his promises and everything we have and not to be afraid.
Amen. Do not be afraid, God says. Do not be afraid.
Thanks for life. Thanks for family and friends. Thanks for health. And our challenges are to keep positive, to carry on supporting families and young people, and to rebuke any negativity.
Amen. We'd like to thank God for family and life. You also... I'd like to thank God for good health.
Amen.
We want to thank God that he never fails. He's the same now and ever. We want to thank him for his countless blessings. And we want to thank him for allowing us to grow in his word.
First, I want to thank God for life. Thank God for health. Thank God for even being here in the presence of you guys. And I want to thank God for sending his son. I just want to thank God for being God. Amen.
Amen.
We wanted to thank God for protection, because everywhere we go, we're very lucky to come home and be able to go out. We wanted to thank God for opportunities, whether it be jobs or learning or being able to teach someone. We wanted to thank God for our families, whether they're blood or not, the people you meet along the way, your friends. And most importantly, thanking God for allowing us to be his children, to enter the kingdom of God. It's a precious gift that we all have. Not a lot of people have it, but we get to share it with others. And that's a really beautiful thing.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, I just forgot to mention that I would like to thank God for just letting all of the pastors be here, because we wouldn't really gather here without the pastors, because they've really impacted our lives by, well, they teach us the word, because if pastors didn't exist, then we wouldn't be able to worship God together and gather around in this lovely church that we've taken time to create and worship in. Amen.
We give God thanks. Okay. Remember, if you want to keep a snapshot of what you've put down, take a quick picture of it, because we're going to come and put them at the front here. Yeah.
I want to thank God for giving me life, letting me be here in this church, and continuing to always be happy no matter what He does for me.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. And it's important that we do join in things together, isn't it? We're the church of God. And when we get the opportunity, we should take it. And it's part of our worship to God, is to express our thanks, not just here, but with other people. Tell them what God has done in your life, on your journeys with God, on your walk with God. Be honest to other people about God in your life. He's not to be kept a secret, is he? You know, many people who encounter Jesus, they go away and tell people. And it's lovely to have nativity scenes and nativity Christmas times, but the real message of Christmas is the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. And we need to share that, don't we? We need to share it. Thank you, God. Let's pray. Thank you, God. Father, thank you, God. Thank you, Father God, for Jesus and all that he means to us, the Savior. Yeah, maybe you can share a few things that Jesus is as we pray. What is Jesus to you this morning? Shout it out. Shout it out. Yeah, he's the Redeemer, the Rescuer. Be specific. The Good Shepherd. Healer. Provider. Remember all the names of God? The I Ams of God. We can go on. Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, God. Lord, we bless you. We give you thanks. We give you praise this morning. We give our worship to you, Lord God. As those wise men came from afar to worship you, we've come here together today, Lord God, to worship you and give you the praise and glory and honor that is due your name. Thank you, Lord God. Mekadish came. Yeah, well done. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, thank you for our times, the honor of teaching, the honor of sharing you, Lord God, with everybody we meet and the children that we have. May they grow, Lord God. May we all grow, Lord God, deeper in love with you, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.